From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
You want me to start?
I don't care. I'm a guest.
I like it when you start.
All right. Good afternoon, City of Houston. Welcome in. It is The Blitz.
It's a professional radio broadcast, guys.
On a Friday on ESPN 97.5. No Fred Fowler. Still north of the border. Is it Regina, Saskatchewan?
He's deep in Regina right now.
Elbow deep, at the least.
Yeah.
In Regina.
I don't know what the weather's like up there. I don't know if it's hot and moist. I don't know what the humidity level is in Regina.
Hadn't even occurred to me to
it wonder. Might be cooler than normal in Regina. I do know that Regina, for Fred, he doesn't get there often. But when he does, he likes to party. And
would you take 73 degrees with a 40% humidity?
40% humidity
seems low
for Regina.
Seems extremely low.
I would hope for more humidity there, honestly. 40 is not – that's barely moist, right?
Now, you dudes are off Monday for the 4th, correct?
So we are.
The Blitz will be back intact on Wednesday.
If Fred can pull out of Regina and get back here. If he can pull out in time, he'll be here. If not, it'll just be me again.
This is a family origin. Keep him from re-entering the country. I know he's – of questionable lineage.
Fred's old. Re-entering Regina once he's left is not really an option for some time. He needs to take a break, come back, you know, several months later. It's when you're young, you can go to Regina, you can leave, and you can go right back. Now, at Fred's advanced age, it's not as easy to get in and out as it once was, probably. It would be my guess.
No 20 or 25-minute resting period.
No. It's like a 25-week resting period.
Thoughts and prayers, Val. You're a lucky lady.
Oh, is she?
We are live at Saloon Door Brewing down here in Webster, longtime partners of ours, where they're going to be hosting.
What's the humidity like in Webster? Is it moist here?
150%.
Yeah.
If it's mathematically
possible. It's way moister than Regina here in Webster.
They're at a 105 Magellan Circle down here in Webster. They will be hosting Beer Olympics tonight. I believe it starts at 5:30, I heard the bartender mention.
Okay.
And it's to benefit Alzheimer's research. So
I'm against Alzheimer's.
Get on down here. And don't be afraid of traffic if you were thinking the traffic towards Galveston was going to be harsh. It's not too bad once you're past 610.
I'm not going to lie. It's getting better.
I was surprised.
It's getting better. And normally, anytime, Jong tells me, hey, you guys have a remote somewhere, but name a place south of the radio station, my instant reaction is, ugh, it's going to take me 2 days to get there. They're finally kind of finishing up the construction that's been going on 45, and I didn't have to stop once, like on the freeway. It was really nice. So, yeah, I'm with you on that. Traffic is not as bad as you would think it would be.
Have you guys ever done a roadshow down on the island?
Oh, yeah.
Not since I don't recall one since I've been around.
Yeah, we've done a few.
Interesting. I am completely against doing any kind of road trips to events. Like, I know a lot of people here will go to Galveston for the 4th. When I was a kid, people go out to the Eastern Shore, Ocean City, Atlantic City for the 4th. I am not about that.
Okay.
Never. Even when I was 7 years old, I'm like, no chance.
How many things did you order, Mike?
I didn't order anything.
You were such a pig.
It wasn't me, dude.
Oh, my.
It wasn't me.
What a fatso you are.
Thank you, ladies.
Oh.
I think it was the interns.
Oh, the interns ordered that?
Yeah. So what are we looking at here, first of all, ladies?
Yeah, what do we got here?
What's going on?
What are we working with?
Pulled pork tostadas.
Kale? Got,
it's good for you.
Oh, Lord.
AJ's allergic to kale.
I am. Yes. It came out of the dirt. Brisket nachos.
Okay.
I haven't had much barbecue lately, so brisket sounds good. So all this food is made with the beer. Oh, that's a good idea.
Fantastic.
Chipotle lime chicken quesadillas. Made with their Chipotle beer?
No. That one
made with their lime beer? No? Oh, okay.
Would you be down at least once with a Chipotle beer?
Yeah, I tried.
Just for S's and games.
In fact, I probably had a Chipotle beer at some point. I don't know.
None of this barbecue counts towards your march to 50.
It's not toward my journey, no. No.
Man. I've been thinking about that because I'm pretty impressed with what you're doing. I know you did better than a half a dozen last weekend.
So what are you going to do it?
No.
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 You're not that impressed.
I am not worth sitting in the car that long. I know you have some in West Texas. Are you going to wait for like a Red Raiders game?
No.
As an excuse, or are you just going to
go. Yeah. You don't wait until there's something going on to go. You go when there's nothing going on. That's the key.
Yeah, you're on to something. Which gets back to my point. I would never dare go to Galveston for the 4th. I wouldn't even go downtown for the 4th or the parade or anything.
What are you going
to
do for the 4th?
Stay home, grill, and watch Joey Chestnut do his thing at noon, and we just chill. We watch some baseball.
Do you set off fireworks?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Although in our new community, it is frowned upon. When we owned our house in northern Katy, almost Cypress, you could do anything you want. You could blow up houses if you wanted. Where we live now, last year I don't remember people doing it. So we may have to go somewhere.
You moved to a fancy neighborhood?
Or we may have to be that guy who just sets off fireworks in the neighborhood when you're not supposed to and deal with the repercussions.
You going to go for it?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you should.
I'm impressed. The people in my neighborhoods, people save up year round for this.
You live in a pretty fancy neighborhood now?
No, not at all. The house is almost 40 years old. We're just renting right now.
Oh, okay.
Since we moved back a couple years back. And where we are, we know for a fact they don't allow fireworks, so we'll do it anyway. And then
what are they going to do? Kick you out of there?
I have a lease.
Right.
There's no rider in my lease that says I can't do fireworks.
It's not your problem.
It's not my problem.
It's a homeowner's problem.
I will clean it up.
You're going to burn that place down?
Hells yes. Yeah. As old as those houses are, it wouldn't take much.
No, probably not.
Whole neighborhood. What are you doing for the 4th?
I'm going to go eat barbecue. Yeah. That's pretty much the plan, yeah. I'll spend the weekend traveling the state eating barbecue. I'm up to 20 out of my 50 by weekend. By the time we get back, I should be at 27. That's the goal. And
wow. And this goes through the end of 18? Is that what you're telling me? How long is
– You've got till the end of 2018 to do it.
Oh, dude.
I plan on finishing it by football season.
You should try and double it up.
No.
Just try and do everything twice just to just to do it.
No. No. Cuz what like I would, but if you had cuz going to Austin, I go to Austin all the time anyway, but that's not the problem. It's when you've got to go to West Texas twice.
Yeah.
Or South Texas or even Dallas. I don't really like going to Dallas. But those places, that's what screws it up. If I could just stick around here, I would do it, but my cousin got married in Lubbock and asked me to be in his wedding. And
thanks.
I told him that I had to work. I couldn't get out of work. It's I don't want to go to Lubbock. It's far away, and I don't like it there.
Now, let me ask you this. I see your Facebook reviews, and you generally have something nice to say about all these barbecue places, whether the corn is good or whatever.
Yeah.
Has there been one yet where nothing was good?
No.
Everybody's had at least one thing.
Everything's had at least something decent.
Peach, cobbler. Whatever.
I try to pick out like what I think is the best that they've got going on. And I try to be fair, too. Like I'll be like, their brisket's a little bit dry or whatever.
Yeah.
Because I kind of want to use it as if I ever decide to go back to these places, I'll know what not to mess with. You know what I mean?
Makes complete sense.
And I'm trying to help other people who go behind me. You know, if I go to a place that has dry-ass brisket, I'm trying to let them know, hey, get the pork ribs.
So
get the sausage.
So you're all about helping the barbecue community,
yeah,
which is perfectly fine. I've been notified that the benefit tonight is actually for the Alzheimer Foundation, the longest day. So if you're in the neighborhood, like I said, the traffic isn't horrible on 45, extremely doable. Once you hit 610, it's clean sailing all the way down here to Webster. Get down here for Beer Olympics. It looks like they have cornhole. I think the goal is to drink a bunch of beer and then try and make your way through these events. You and I
seems
will not
easy
be
enough
participating in any of them, but we should have interns do it at least.
The intern that's driving home?
Not that one. We've had enough issues with company vehicles getting totaled here over the last year.
Yeah, and you got totaled yesterday or the day before?
Yesterday, leaving work.
You're such a horrible driver.
I've
been saying this for years.
I'm on 610 North sitting completely still, waiting to merge onto the 10 exit, I-10 exit, when a guy hit my car at about 55, 60 miles an hour.
Mm. Were your brake lights out?
Nope. He's like, were you guys changing lanes or something? And me and the driver in front of me, who I ended up hitting, are like, no, we've been sitting here for a few seconds now, waiting for traffic to merge. I think he was doing other things at the time of the wreck, perhaps.
You think he was texting or
was a younger guy
playing Candy Crush?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Probably he was trying to beat your record.
Yeah, that could be.
Maybe that's why, but he had no idea.
I'm the best Candy Crusher, but I don't Candy Crush and drive.
Yeah, so my 08 Malibu, which I had put over 200,000 miles on, I was looking forward to handing it down to my kid and embarrassing him with it.
And it was paid off, wasn't it?
Oh, it's been paid off for 4 years.
That's the worst.
Oh, longer than that, 5 years now.
Yeah, when my truck got totaled, it got totaled about 3 months after I paid it off. And that's the worst time to get your car totaled because
I think it's usually when it happens.
Yeah, I guess so. That's about right.
When repairs happen, you know, 3 weeks after the warranty runs out.
And you always think, and, you know, I was smart. I said, oh, I'm going to keep full coverage on my car even though it's paid off. Mm. And, you get totaled and you're like, okay, great. I'm going to get myself another truck. Then you realize, like, the money you get for your old truck is barely a down payment on a new truck.
Well, that's my problem. The car is as old as it is. It had 200,000.
It's not worth anything.
I don't know what I'm going to get. I'm not thrilled.
You should have had the. You should have made sure the odometer was destroyed in the accident. Maybe you should go hit that thing with a hammer.
It's too late now.
Oh, well, damn it. They've already seen it.
It's too late now. He was who was it here? Kevin. Jason asking if he was chasing a Pokemon. I don't think the kid was a year behind the times. He could have been, but I don't believe so.
Okay. Well, he did have his own dashboard cam.
He did have a dashboard cam, and he volunteered that to the cops, which
that's
made,
really
made me laugh.
Are you a before we go to break here, are you a text checker when we do the show?
Yes, I will, and I understand you had issues yesterday, so I will be happy to.
You don't have to. We could just forget about the text today
if you
want.
I will handle it
today. I don't care. I decided yesterday it's too much of a hassle. People are too stupid. Like, well, there's a lot of dumb people out there, and when you're on the text – the anonymity is it allows people to be dumber even.
And it does, yes.
Yesterday,
and do so anonymously, yeah.
Yeah, I said a bunch of good things about the Astros, and then sure enough, people were calling me an Astros hater, and I just don't get it. And telling me to move to a town where I want to cheer for the teams, and I just don't need the hassle. So I just said, let's just not do texts. But if you don't want to do them, I'm fine with just not doing
it. I will always check them. Whether we bring them to the air is a different question.
Do you check them when you and Barry do a show?
We both do.
Okay.
Because he is OCD like that.
Well, Barry is a comic, so he is very insecure.
Mining for material, I suspect.
He needs that feedback, and I don't need it. I've just decided, like, if people like what I'm doing on the radio – that's great. If they don't like it, I really don't care. I can't make everyone happy.
I would say less than a 5% success rate on text.
Okay.
Which make the air, so don't worry about it.
I mean, I'm not ice cream. I'm not for everybody. I'm not beer.
There you go.
You know, beer and ice cream, I think that's the only things for everybody.
I agree.
I used to say chicks, but it's 2017. A lot of dudes don't even like that. So I don't know. I still think everybody likes beer and ice cream, though.
Good stuff.
All right. I got to tell you guys about Texas Mattress Makers. They got the All-American Factory Sale going on now at Texas Mattress Makers, and you can count on them to bring you the biggest fireworks in Houston. They've got 25% off the entire showroom floor. Everything on the floor, 25% off. I'm talking everything, not everything but the bed that you want. Everything. Every type of bed, every style, every fit, now 25% off, and it's only until July 16th. American-made, American pride, Texas-size savings. Go for a better night's sleep today. The sale ends July 16th. And Texas Mattress Makers, they take pride in using all-American materials, all-American steel, Louisiana wood like cedar and pine, American-made components, American labor, and they're all made right here in Houston, Texas. They're handcrafted, custom-fitted, unlike the competitors. And Yuval, the owner there, he knows every detail on every one of these beds. He knows more than anybody should know about mattresses. He knows it. Talk to him about it. I've had a great time with Texas Mattress Makers. The bed that I have is amazing. I plan on my next bed being from Texas Mattress Makers. 4619 Navigation, corner with Lockwood. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed. And drifting closer in your sight, so play it out. I'm wide awake, it's a scene about me. There's something in your way, and now someone is gonna pay. And if you can't get it, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
It's a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
713-780-3776. No Fred Fowler. All week long up in Canada in hot and moist Regina,
yeah.
Saskatchewan.
Deep. Deep in the Regina area.
Shock and AJ with you until 7, and we're at Saloon Door Brewery. Out here
I hear this time
Webster.
Of year Regina has a certain odor. Like, it's like a, I don't know. I don't know what causes it.
Like
but
a fishy smell?
No, Tyler, it's not fishy. There's no fishing industry in Regina. It's just musty. It's
But Fred's always on the lake up there. I mean, when he puts pictures out, he's on the water.
Oh, that's true.
They do fish up there.
You're right.
Quit
I lied,
it,
Tyler. Hey. I don't know anything about Canada. What do I know about Canadian geography? What am I?
It's America's hat.
Yeah, it's just there.
Pretty much.
It's the place where greatness stops. That's all I know about Canada. And I know that you've got to, for Fred, sometimes you've got to go a really long way for Regina. A really long way.
It sucks, though, when you have to travel with your wife all that distance.
Yeah.
To get it.
Yeah.
You share a home.
Yeah.
I assume.
But to get the full Regina experience, you have to get on a plane with your wife.
I assume a bed. Maybe they Ricky and Lucy it. Maybe they have separate beds.
It could be.
Entirely possible.
They're staying with the in-laws.
Hmm.
And I don't know, because I'm not Canadian, so I don't know what Canadian people think like. But I know if my son-in-law was Fred, I would hate him. I would not want him in my house. He would stay in the guest house away from my daughter. Like, I wouldn't want to think about them having sex or the potential of them having sex, especially in Regina. I just couldn't deal with it.
Just so occurs to me, Fred probably gets his little blue pills much cheaper north of the border.
Fred has a deal on blue pills here already. He's got an in on that. He does ads for him.
The black market.
Yeah.
We were talking during the break. One of our interns, Tasha, just was tuned into the fact that Despicable Me 3 is out. I guess she missed the tremendous press that's been around that for the last 6 months. And I haven't seen any good reviews on that. You noted Transformers had nothing but sucky reviews.
Horrible reviews.
Do you ignore them? Or like me, if I see horrible reviews, I'm pretty much going out immediately and seeing it.
Listen, when I hear about a movie, I've got an idea that I want to see it or not. And then if the reviews are good, usually I'll ask around. I don't like to get reviews from the internet. I like to get reviews from people I know.
Exactly.
That way, if I ask, hey, is this movie worth seeing? And somebody's like, oh, yeah, you got to go see it. And then it's garbage. I know who to come back and say, hey, man, why'd you tell me that was good? That's the stupidest movie. You don't know anything about good movies.
Your credibility is on the line.
Right. And then you eventually get to – you build your own network of people that you can trust about movies. Because once somebody gives you one bad movie recommendation, you don't go back to that well.
Never.
But sometimes I'm just totally wrong, because the movie Get Out, I saw the preview for that. I forget what I went to watch, but I saw the preview for Get Out. And I remember coming on the show the next day and saying, guys, you're never going to believe the premise of this movie.
I was on with you that Friday. I remember that.
It's the most ridiculous thing ever. A black guy with a white girlfriend goes to see her white family, and all the black people are like, there's no black people except for these like zombie black people. I said, it's the dumbest idea for a movie ever. And then 2 weeks later, they're like, hey, that Get Out movie's like 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me.
For days.
You've got to be kidding. And I'm not going to lie. I watched the movie, and it's pretty damn good. But when I initially saw the preview, I said, I've never heard of a dumber idea for a movie than this idea. It's the dumbest possible idea. Mm. But it was a good movie.
I haven't been in any of these Fast and Furious movies. I didn't see either of the Triple X movies. I know Baby Driver comes out today, and I haven't seen a bad review for that yet. So that might be one I'm actually in on.
I'm trying to think about the last time I watched a movie on purpose that had Vin Diesel in it. And I don't think I can. Like, I know Vin Diesel was in Saving Private Ryan.
Yes.
But he was like a bit player
that
in that movie.
That caught me off guard.
But I think that was also his first movie, and then he took that and turned it into a career of making garbage movies. And again, this is where movie critics are sometimes like, I can't imagine sitting through a Fast and Furious movie, but every time they come out they make like $1 billion.
Oh yeah, LC, lowest common denominator stuff,
and man. Oh, they're making them for mouth-breathing just morons, but they love it. You've got to play to something. And
it's about the car racing culture, man. You just don't get it.
Yesterday, I heard Michelle Rodriguez was saying if they don't start taking the women in Fast and Furious more seriously, I'm going to leave the franchise. And I was like, really, Michelle Rodriguez? You're going to leave? And go do what? What other crappy movie? Like, by the way, no one's ever heard of Michelle Rodriguez before Fast and Furious.
Wasn't she in Survivor or something like that?
I don't think so.
Since she got fired for being crazy.
She was in
from
Lost.
That. There you go. I knew it was one
she
of those.
She was in Lost. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know who the hell she was. Now she's in Fast and Furious. She got famous. I don't know how much money she's making from those movies. It's got to be absurd, though. You're going to leave that thing because you don't think the women are getting big enough speaking parts in a car racing movie? Like that, your agent has got to be sitting you down and saying, honey, you're an idiot. If it wasn't for this movie, you'd be doing, you know, B-budget porn. Like, that would be Michelle Rodriguez's
Cinemax
future.
Cinemax After Dark.
Yeah. Like, you, it would be late-night HBO and Cinemax. You'd be grinding with some girl. That would be your acting career,
Gene
honey.
Gene Simmons. Something disgusting like that. Apparently, Vin Diesel, his screen debut is an uncredited role as an orderly in Awakenings, which is a early 90s film with Robin Williams. He was Dr. Oliver Sacks. It was about Alzheimer's patients, oddly enough, and Robert De Niro was the patient.
I've never seen that movie.
Fantastic movie.
That movie came out in 1990?
1990.
How old was Vin Diesel?
He had to have been a teenager, late teens at least. But I say he was an orderly in that movie.
I was 10 years old in 1990.
I have to go back and see this now and try and see if I can find him.
I'm not watching a movie from 1990. That sounds horrible.
He was also the voice of Groot in Guardians of the Galaxy. Still is.
Now you ruined that for me, not seeing that one.
Yeah, but when you're just like, the guy literally just says, I am Groot. They said, okay.
Oh, is that what that's about?
Yeah, this is what the casting director on Guardians of the Galaxy did. They were like, "Hey, we need someone who's got a big name so we can put their name on the poster. It doesn't matter at all if they can act. We're going to give them three words. That's it. Three words." And they had Vin Diesel come in and do a read. He messed up the read twice. The third time he got all the words in order and they were like, "You've got the job, Vin." And now he is Groot.
I think he did the old Yoda. No, Groot I am.
No, that's what he tried the first time. Groot I am. And
I'm,
like,
I'm seeing him.
Vin, I am Groot. And then he said, I am Crayola. And they're like, Vin, I am Groot.
Crayola is too many syllables. Way
too much. Then he said, I am Groot. And they gave him the job and $25 million.
I wonder if they pieced it together from three different takes.
That's probably what
Copy
they did.
And paste.
That's probably what
I can
they
see
did.
Him in front of his mirror at home trying different interpretations.
I could just picture the director on Guardians of the Galaxy. Like, there's so much that goes into that movie, and then he's just like, oh, Christ, Vin has to say I am Groot again today. Like, what? We don't have time for this, you know?
You could have gotten the male voice of Siri to do that for free and not credited anyone.
The pro wrestler that's in that movie is like so frustrated with Vin Diesel. He's like, I'm going to my trailer. I'm the raccoon is frustrated with the stupidity.
The CGI
of
wildlife is pissed off.
Yes, it's pissed off that he's got to work with Vin Diesel. It's very frustrating.
Tyler, are you familiar with those movies?
Yes, I am.
Does Batista, who I believe is the wrestler AJ just mentioned,
yes.
Does he have a lot of dialogue?
Yes.
He has more now,
is it credible?
He talks funny. He's he takes everything. He's like one of those guys who takes everything very literally.
Those are the best people.
And there's something that drives me crazy. And have you ever watched Longmire?
Yes, once. I saw the opening episode of it.
Okay, so Longmire, there is...
That's a Hank Azaria thing about the baseball announcer? Am I thinking the right
show? No, that's the wrong show.
That's
Longmire's... That's Brockmire.
Oh, the other
Longmire's an Old West sheriff show.
All the Myers are the same.
I like that show. I don't like Brockmire. Everyone told me Brockmire was funny, and it's not funny. Longmire is good, though. And the Indian guy that played Chavez in Young Guns, what's his name, Tyler?
Is that Lou Diamond Phillips?
Lou Diamond Phillips is like his buddy in this show, Longmire. And he never uses... contractions.
Oh, he pronounces every word?
Every word. So
sweet.
So it's like...
it's my kind of actor.
Let's say, for instance...
I am going to start doing that.
I cannot take any more of it. Like, it's cannot, I will not, I... Like, for instance, let us take a look at this. I mean, it drives me crazy. But that's how... The pro wrestler guy in Guardians of the Galaxy talks. He says every word.
Well, if nothing else, I just figured out what happened to Lou Diamond Phillips. He's working.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Dude, Longmire is good. It's on Netflix.
We'll get after that. This is the Blitz Live from Saloon Door
Brewery. I quit this job, I'm going to be a sheriff in Montana. You watch. I'm going to solve crime on the Indian reservation and crooked casinos.
They will not
get past me.
I think Letterman has a ranch up there. Probably give you trouble.
I mean, listen, I'm the law.
Let's take a break, pay some bills. It's a Blitz Live from Saloon Door Brewing in Webster here till 7. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Mike Liebeschock and A.J. Hoffman with you live at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. Get on down here until 7. Beer Olympics will be starting up in about an hour to benefit the longest day. That's Alzheimer research. So by all means, get down here, say hi. Have a bunch of beers, have some of the awesome food they have down here. And like I said, come by and say hi. Some breaking news from the NBA during the break. We have a trade. AJ, Utah has acquired Ricky Rubio from the Minnesota Timberwolves in exchange for their 2018 first-round draft pick.
That's odd to me.
Who's playing point guard for Minnesota, AJ?
I don't know, because I was telling you during the break when you first told me that they just traded Chris Dunn. In the Jimmy Butler deal, that made me assume that Ricky Rubio was kind of now the de facto guy in Minnesota. I don't know what they're planning on doing, but
they got two guys on the current roster. Alec Burks, a 25-year-old point guard who they signed using the Bird Rule. He's actually worth $10.8 million a year for some guy I've never heard of.
No.
And then Roel Neto, another 25-er.
That's the Jazz that you're looking at.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are completely correct.
Yeah.
Well, now we know why they acquired Ricky Rubio.
Yeah, they don't have a point guard worth a damn, so they needed a point guard. Although Dante Exum was supposed to be their point guard, the guy they drafted who ended up just not being any good.
They have Tyus Jones, a rookie, 21-year-old rookie, is the only point guard. They only now have seven dudes under contract.
Yeah, so you assume they're gonna be making a play for somebody in free agency.
Carl Towns can't do everything. Maybe they expect Jimmy Butler to run the point more.
The good thing is, when you look at that team and if you're a point guard trying to make a decision and you see, well, I can go play with Jimmy Butler, Andrew Wiggins, and Carl Anthony Towns.
Yep,
that seems like a pretty good place.
Yeah,
I'd want to go play with those guys. So That's one thing they've got going for them, for sure.
I got to tell you, I'm kind of impressed with Rockets fans this week after the trade for Chris Paul. There's a lot of articles and blogs about how the Rockets are entering the arms race for the core of super teams in the NBA. Haven't seen too many delusional Rockets fans who are already saying they're a super team. I am so happy to not be seeing that nonsense.
Rockets fans have been surprisingly rational about this.
Well-behaved. Rational is a perfect word.
Because the truth is, right now, as they stand today, I don't know that the Rockets are better than what they were last year, but the Rockets have set themselves up to add another player that could really put them in the mix for something, you know? Because they gave up seven guys to get Chris Paul. Seven. That's a lot.
And counting. There'll probably be more.
And damn near $1 million. But they set themselves up to where they can bring in a third guy or they can make a play for a third guy. Listen, I said this, you know, at the end of the season. I said it before the end of the season. If you're looking to add someone this offseason to make you better than the Warriors, unless LeBron James comes to your team, you're not getting better than the Warriors. That goes for every team in the league. The Spurs can't add one player that's going to make them better than the Warriors next year. The Cavaliers may be the only team because they've already got LeBron James. But they've clearly got to add somebody. The Rockets, they could add Chris Paul. They could add Paul George. I still don't think they're better than the Warriors.
That's a great point.
You've just got to hope that some things break your way. And by doing what they're doing, by getting Chris Paul, they're setting themselves up to be in the mix where if Steph Curry sprains an ankle and Kevin Durant blows a knee, you're one of the teams that can take advantage of that.
You are one or two players plus one or two catastrophic injuries to the Warriors for being even with them.
Welcome to today's NBA. That's how great that team is, man. And, you know, it honestly can't be just one injury. Because we've seen before, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, that's enough.
Well, hell, they were missing Durant for a large stretch of the season. They lost one game during
that time. Didn't matter, yeah.
It didn't matter. They got better. They just reverted to what they were before they had him, which was awesome.
Yeah, they are just – and what they did, and this is what separates them from all these other teams, what these other teams are trying to do, they drafted all their guys. They drafted Steph. They drafted Klay. They drafted Draymond. And they didn't draft them number one overall. They drafted guys that other people were passing on.
Yeah.
Everybody passed on Draymond. Everybody.
Everybody.
And, you know, Steph was like the sixth pick in the draft. I think Klay Thompson was like the 10th pick in the draft. These are guys that other teams could have had and chose Johnny Flynn instead. So the Warriors just did the right thing. They picked the right guys. And then they found one big free agent signing. And now you see where they are. The problem is teams like the Rockets, who have the Rockets drafted that's useful?
Rudy Gay, and he's not here.
They drafted Rudy Gay. They had his rights for about 15 minutes. I mean, Chandler Parsons, I guess he was a good draft. I mean, they just – you've got to be able to build a team through more than just free agency. It doesn't – it's very difficult now if you don't have something organic in place.
A process, if you will.
Yeah.
You got to trust it.
Even the Cavs, they needed LeBron to leave so they could get the first pick and get Kyrie Irving and then bring him back. Like,
Absolutely.
That's the best thing they could have done.
Lamont is grading us at a B- through 38 minutes. He says we're heavy communism today. I'm not quite sure what I understand by that.
Heavy communism?
Has there been a communist tone to our show today that you're aware?
Lamont could be a big fan of Vin Diesel.
Oh, is he?
And if that's the case, I could see how he's upset.
Is he a McCarthy target? I wasn't aware of Vin Diesel's political leanings. Good on you. Good on you. Yeah, all I'll say is this.
I mean, we're 40 minutes in. A B- is pretty solid.
I have never been a fan of Summer League. I think it's ridiculous. I am when NBA is over, when the NBA finals are over,
I'm
ready to say, you know, good riddance until next March when I tune back in.
Yeah, I'm thinking about football.
Maybe Christmas Day. And in my younger years, dude, I was all about compartmentalizing. Let baseball have its time. Let football have its time. I am ready for kickoff.
Yeah.
As of now. I've never been this
early. Although
in the
I will say
like
this,
that.
I'm a little bit excited about baseball this year because the Astros are useful. You know, and this is a. It's the first time since I've lived here that they've been good enough to really make some noise. So I, I'm I'm somewhat excited about that.
Are you actually coming around to becoming a fan of a team?
No.
Which I know you're not.
No, I don't do that.
Not even teams in Austin?
No.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
I've always wondered.
No, I'm good. Like, listen, that's what everybody tries to paint me into. Like, when I got here, everybody's like, oh, you're coming from Austin, you're a Longhorn homer. Trust me, when the Longhorns lose, it doesn't ruin my day one bit. When they win, I don't smile a little bit bigger. I don't care. In fact, the University of Texas tried their damnedest to get me fired from a job, yet everyone thinks that I'm, like, in love with those. No, I don't care about anybody. I care about who makes me money, and I care about who entertains me. That's what I care about.
There you go.
I'm a simple man. I'm a simple creature. You know what I also care about, Tyler?
What's that?
I care about keeping my energy bills under control. You know why? Because I'm not made of money like you. I don't just have dough falling out of my pockets. The summer months are here. I got to think about things like my energy bill. It's out of control. It's where Tri-Eagle Energy is coming in. They're a born and raised Texas company. They care about helping you decrease your energy usage. They're doing it by not only providing competitive rates, but providing you tools to make your home a smarter, more energy efficient home. They send out boxes, care packages, with little knickknacks that'll improve everyday things around your house, make it a little bit smarter, a little bit more energy efficient. And they've got the Smart Energy 36 plan right now that comes with the all-new Eco B4 with built-in Amazon Alexa voice service, so it listens and it talks back. You're going to get a very competitive rate. You're going to lock it in for 36 months. And if you're in the Houston area, Tri-Eagle is going to come out and install that thermostat absolutely free. Make sure you use the promo code ESPN when you get on board. That way you can get the best rate possible. Go to TriangleEnergy.com, or you can go old school and give them a call on a telephone, a rotary phone if you've got one. 877-93-EAGLE. 877-93-EAGLE or TriangleEnergy.com. It's PUCT number 10064.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from the Saloon Door Brewing in Webster, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
It is an ESPN 97.5 roadshow at the Blitz here live at Saloon Door Brewing in Webster. Come on out and see Jason and the crew. They're going to be hosting Beer Olympics to benefit the Longest Day Alzheimer Foundation. That'll be kicking off in about 45 minutes. So if you're about to get out of work, or, man, heck, most of y'all already took a half day today or a full day in honor of the holiday, get on down here. Traffic is good. No excuse. The water is warm. Jump on in. 832 texting in. And we never get these texts on Houston game day because we generally
don't talk
about sports too much. Well, even the four or five people that do.
Oh.
They don't text these. And I've never gotten one of these. But I know you guys are trying to be realistic, but y'all just come out really negative about all the Houston sports.
Who said someone texted that?
Yeah, and I mean, I think you guys have been pretty positive on the Astros.
I've been positive on the Astros, but let's.
How could you not?
I was going to say, answer this honestly. When's the last time Houston sports gave you something to be positive about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're asking me?
1995.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the last time you had a winner here.
Well, I mean, to be fair, too, I mean, the national media has been on the Astros jock for 2 years off and on. They're definitely all in now. If bloggers and correspondents and NFL experts from around the world aren't buying your team, why would you with any credibility say, oh, yeah, they'll make the Super
Because
Bowl.
That's what normal local sports talk guy is supposed to do. That's Joe Blow sports guy says, hey, our local team is the best.
Blitz is anything but normal. Y'all should know better.
Yeah, we're not lazy.
If you don't want the truth, I'm turning into don't want the truth guy. Don't listen to the show if you don't want the truth.
I'm just trying to I'm trying to be honest about things, and honestly, I'm excited about the Houston Astros. And it's the first time since I've lived here, and I moved here in 2010. First time since I moved here that I've felt like a Houston sports team actually has a chance to win something. And I'm not saying they're absolutely going to. I don't think they're a mortal lock to win anything.
Well, even the year they made the World Series, AJ, wasn't there a certain newspaper in town with a certain editor that put a tombstone on at some point during the – I mean, no one was expecting that one either.
Well, even when they got to the World Series, they weren't the better team. Like they weren't supposed to be there, and they weren't supposed to beat the White Sox. But this team feels like they could do something. Did you want me to sit here when Matt Schaub was the quarterback of the Texans and tell you they were going to win the Super Bowl and just be a big fat liar?
They'll be fine.
No, that's not what I do. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and tell you that James Harden and Dwight Howard were a mega team and they were going to win multiple championships, because I'd be lying. I just try to tell you what's real. And so far, I'm batting 1,000. So you can't complain about me not being positive, because I've been right. And now here I am saying, God, this team is actually something I'm buying into. And people are like, oh, you're always a hater. I mean, I'm not hating. I'm telling you, this team is good enough to win a World Series for once.
Fair enough. Now, I will say this. In addition to refusing to drive in heavy traffic to destinations for holidays and or events of things of that nature, not too many guys in Major League Baseball I'm willing to plunk down money to see. Mike Trout is one. Giancarlo Stanton might be two. Even though he's a Yankee, Aaron Judge is getting very close to being in that realm. He's 6'7", 282. He's a WWE superstar waiting to happen. He can run. I mean, he is athletic as hell. And there's a good chance he hurts someone here in the Crawford boxes over this weekend.
I don't even know if the Crawford boxes are in trouble. It's the
people
the guy,
in them.
The guy driving the train should be worried.
That's true.
Listen, that guy is a freak of nature. I'm not going out to see a game this year with the Yankees here, but I do enjoy watching Aaron Judge, and he's turned out to be way better, way sooner than I thought he would be. I have a buddy who's a big Yankee fan, and he's been saying, oh, Aaron Judge is so great. And I was like, well, Aaron Judge last year looked like he was Chris Carter, the second coming. I mean, he's a guy who hit a bunch of home runs and hit about 230. Now, this Aaron Judge, oh, boy. I mean, that is something special. He is – if voting happened today
– he's your MVP.
He's not only your rookie of the year, he's the most valuable player in the league.
Not even close.
I heard someone on the – I was listening to the Astros broadcast yesterday on the way home on the way to work. And someone messaged in to the Astros broadcast team and asked if Yuri Gurriel was eligible to win Rookie of the Year. And first of all, that's just a wasted question, because, yes, he is eligible. Has zero chance of winning that. Like, if Aaron Judge's head fell off today, he's still going to win the Rookie of the Year because of the numbers he's already put up. It's unreal what he's doing.
He leads Chris Dickerson of Tampa Bay by .001 in the batting race. He's actually on pace to win the Triple Crown. He leads every... I mean, we went, 40 years without one?
And he's a rookie.
He had Miggy a couple years ago. I mean, and people say, oh, he's 25. He's got experience. He sucked in the majors so he could get it together. He got everything together. Yankees wasted no time in getting him up here. And he could win a Triple Crown his rookie year, which is just
bizarre. It's insane. And I don't know. The only rookie year I can think of like this, and I'm pulling up the numbers now, Albert Pujols, when he was a rookie, was pretty phenomenal. And Ichiro was a great rookie too, but he didn't put up the kind of power numbers that Judge is putting up. Yeah, Albert Pujols' rookie year, 37 homers, 130 RBI, hit .329. That's pretty strong.
I remember McGuire hit .49 as a rookie. That was a huge deal. He's going to eviscerate that unless he gets hurt. And the cool thing is
he was fourth. Pujols was fourth in the MVP voting. Now, to be fair, Albert Pujols' rookie year, this guy named Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs. Yeah. It's hard to win the MVP.
That's going to happen, though. That's going to happen.
It's hard to win the MVP when that happens.
The cool thing, though, is that as someone who follows the Orioles, when they do play the Yankees, because their pitching staff is so horrible, you have an outstanding chance to see some pretty incredible things. I mean, he's doing it against everyone, to be fair. And he's riding a 31-game streak into this weekend where he's reached base. He does get McCullers tonight. I would love to think Lance just goes after him. I don't want to see any pussyfooting around this guy. Just go after him. Be a man. So I get you've been hurt. Go after him.
Get it.
Let's see what happens.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
You know, it's the old job. Rocky IV mentality. If he dies, he dies.
He's also walked 56 times. I mean, he's going to strike out 200 times.
Dude, he's a hell of a player, man. It's pretty crazy what that guy's doing. So
for fantasy purposes, he'll steal almost 15 bases, which doesn't hurt if you're so inclined.
What's funny is, and you know, this is why it's hard to have conversations, and I feel like sometime last year, there were people saying Carlos Correa is the best. Like, if you had a redraft of the entire league, Carlos Correa is the first player you would take. And it wasn't for me because I haven't seen Carlos Correa do it yet.
All of MLB?
Yeah.
Really?
And I threw out a couple guys that I like. And at this time last year, I think my guy probably would have been Nolan Arenado.
Yeah,
might still be Nolan Arenado. He's fantastic defensively, and he's already got 40 home run seasons under his belt. He's a stud. But this is the whole point is, every year there's somebody new doing things that you wouldn't have thought they'd be doing. And here comes Aaron Judge out of the blue, and suddenly this guy might win the Triple Crown as a rookie.
So bizarre.
I mean, that's baseball. And, you know, a year ago, another guy I would have argued for before Carlos Correa
Machado
was Manny Machado.
He's doing nothing.
Who is? He looks like I don't know what's happened to him. It's like bizarro Manny Machado.
He looks so lost. And it's interesting because every year you'll have guys who are on their contract year just go nuts. They'll play 40% above their ceiling, get paid an extraordinary amount of money, and then go back to who they were, and piss off that fan base. Manny's working the other way. He's got a free agent year coming up. He's probably going to get 30 home runs and around 90 ribs, but he's still doing it on defense each and every night. You can't not see his highlights. But from day to day, I don't know if it's concern. I don't know if he just doesn't want to be there. I don't get it. And I know Mark DeRosa threw up a possible trade scenario with him coming here, and I don't think I would touch it right now, even though he has every chance to be a generational-type guy.
This year
is disturbing.
That's what's tough. I mean, you're talking about trading Alex Bregman and some minor leaguers for Manny Machado.
It was Bregman, Fisher,
Martez,
and a guy I've never heard of.
Okay. That trade comes across my desk last year.
You make that trade.
You don't even hesitate. But it's something's going on right now. I don't know what's happened to Manny Machado. But that's what I'm saying every year. Yeah. Like somebody – that's why it's so easy to say, well, you're crazy for not taking Carlos Correa before everybody – well, not really. I mean, there's ebbs and flows with everybody. And Carlos Correa is having a fantastic year. And I think another funny thing is, I think maybe, God, it might have been 6 weeks ago, we were talking about the Astros are the best team in baseball, and they probably don't have an everyday player that's going to make the All-Star team.
Because now they have three.
Now they're probably going to have three because Correa finally turned it on. Altuve turned it on. George Springer's turned it on. I mean, it's pretty wild what they're doing. And I still think, you know, you're going to win a World Series. You probably need somebody besides Mike Fiers to pitch Game 3 for you in a playoff series. But I really think, the great thing for them is, like I said, if they trade Bregman, Martez, and Fisher tomorrow, their major league team doesn't take a hit from that. You know, Marwin Gonzalez could make up for anything Alex Bregman's going to do for you.
Save those guys up for Zach Britton if he looks like he has his act together next week when he comes back.
Or I mean, save them up for any pitcher. Yeah. I think
a closer would be phenomenal.
Adding to your offense it seems like an unnecessary thing at this point. I'd like to see them have a third arm. And when I say a third arm, I mean a guy that would probably pitch game two.
Yep.
And hopefully put McCullers back into game three. And if McCullers is pitching game three for you, you probably feel good against anybody's third best pitcher. And the only one that's probably even touching you is Los Angeles and what they've got going right now.
They can't hit.
They can pitch, though.
They can pitch.
Well, they can pitch in the regular season. That's the other thing.
That's true.
They've not had much success pitching in the postseason. Well, that Bellinger kid, another rookie.
Yeah, another stud.
Out of the blue.
Home run derby, I hope.
And Corey Sager's a good hit. I mean, they've got some good players on that team. They're a lot more arm heavy than they are bat heavy.
I'm sorry, okay.
All right, guys, got to tell you about Window World of Houston. Not only are they providing premium quality replacement windows at a great price, Their energy-saving replacement windows are made right here in the United States of America, where they should be, and they carry the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. That last comment was for anyone who thinks that we're communist. USA. Window World's become the country's number one window company by offering a lifetime warranty that includes glass breakage, that is transferable if you ever sell your home. It's got a higher quality product and a low price that starts at just $189. First step to reducing your energy bills? Simple. It's a phone call. Window World of Houston. 713-439-1172 or go to windowworldhouston.com and schedule your free written estimate. No hassles, no high pressure. It's a free estimate. You got nothing to lose. That's 713-439-1172 or windowworldhouston.com. It's Window World, simply the best for less.
ESPN 97.5.